Work.
For society to flourish, it would take work. So what was work? Tasks we performed for compensation in the service of an employer, be it an individual or a corporate entity. And yes, it was as exciting as it sounds. We didn't want to work. In fact, that's about as good a definition of work as you could have. That which we didn't want to do, but had to if we didn't want to eat dirt. Of course, some workers attacked their jobs with passion and creativity. These people were known as brown-nosing jagoffs.
Growing things.
The practice of cultivating crops, or agriculture, enabled man to feed thousands of people living in a relatively small area, meaning that finally we could put away the tents and bows and arrows and start shoveling acres of manure. Millennia later, mechanized farm equipment, man-made fertilizers, and genetic engineering allowed us to end the scourge of human hunger once and for all. I'm just kidding. Towards the end, we inevitably experienced a trend back towards the organic farming of yesteryear, but this proved to be little more than the pipe dreams of wealthy elitists whose children were for some reason plagued by countless undocumented food allergies.
Making things.
All the things you're finding that aren't plants, rocks, or other animals, we made those. From aluminum foil, Zithromax, diapers to dioxin, our clever brains and agile hands conspired to manufacture things to make our lives more bearable. Early man lovingly handcrafted these items with care, skill, and soul. Luckily, mass production came along to end all that.
Doing things.
If you were not making or growing things, you were part of our other vast work sector, the service industries. There were financial services, food services, customer administration, medical and tech services. There were services that placed individuals into other service jobs and services to complain about the lack of service you had been receiving from the aforementioned services. You would think any such well-serviced society would be happy and satisfied. You never spent 3 hours being passed back and forth between an automated response menu and a persnickety 22-year-old Calcutta named Chuck. Just tell me how to activate my goddamn cell phone, Chuck. And no, don't send me back to the machine lady. Jesus fucking Christ. Chuck!
Buying and selling.
All of Earth's organisms were consumers, in that to survive, they required and obtained inputs from the outside world. But where a plant needed nothing but sunlight, water, and CO2, man required Dairy Queen blizzards, rhinestone blackberry covers, and timeshare condos in Cabo. Somehow, the species that stood atop the evolutionary ladder defined itself less by sophistication of thought and action than by stuff. Specifically, the relentless pursuit of more, and whether you knew someone who could get it for you wholesale. We could turn any national observance into a commercial opportunity.
Come to the Mattress Shack. New and pre-owned mattresses. Holocaust Remembrance Day sales event. Elie Wiesel says,
you'll never forget the savings.
Even sophisticated consumers like humans weren't always sure which product they had to have. Advertising answered the question, informing potential customers which goods would, if bypassed, render one too boring, stupid, hairy, or generally unfuckable to go on living. As people acclimated to any given sales technique, advertisers grew both more and less subtle, finding deft ways of incorporating their message into our daily lives. We went from being exposed to one or two ads a day in 1900 to 5,000 a day in 2010. It wasn't easy for the human brain to process this quantity of information, but we found space for it in the cranial regions formerly occupied by our capacity for introspection, wonder, and of course, joy.